This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is not that old of a company, but what they have done in the short span they've been involved in the gun industry is astounding. They lead the way in innovation. They are modularity personified. Something I carry every day, all day. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. It's Wednesday, so that means that, once again, you know, if you're not a member of this organization, if you haven't joined me yet, let me give you a gentle nudge.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
SecondCallDefense.org. That is, I'm a card-carrying member. I'm going to be one because that is my last tool in my toolbox that I have assembled for my own self-defense. You should join me in this. Joining me again from wherever he is today. Well, he's in the office today. I know he's in the office today, so I should know that just based on the phone number we called to get him. Is the CEO of Second Call Defense and NRA board member, among other things, Sean Maloney. Good morning, sir.
Good to be here with everybody again this morning. And I just got in late last night from Columbus. It's good to be a citizen of Ohio when we have a two-day frank and open discussion with arming teachers to the Ohio State School Board Association, where we have modules, where we talk to people, we have a booth, and it's a real dialogue. Are we going to arm our teachers? Now it's, how can we arm our teachers enough through our huge school to protect our kids completely? So it was interesting with the questions that we had, so it's good to be back.
Very good. Are you guys getting any interest from out of state, from outside of Ohio? Is anybody peering over the border looking in at that?
We've been getting a tremendous amount of interest. In fact, Jim Irvine and I, we traveled to Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania State House, a few months ago when we met, and legislation is being created right now for the folks in Pennsylvania, and we met with Senate and House leaders in Pennsylvania. We've been working with Colorado. We're now working, thanks to Tim Knight, with people in Tennessee, and it's growing with Kentucky. So interest is all over. In fact, we were just invited to the National School Board Association annual meeting this year in Massachusetts. So it's nice to not have to kick the doors open, and they're opening the doors for us, and they're inviting. And, you know, I was kind of stunned that the national organization representing all these school boards, everybody in Massachusetts to New Jersey and everything you can imagine, they want to hear about it. I think they're coming to the realization that, you know, this is the only way we can protect our children. At the same time, Hillary Clinton boasts about how, you know, gun control is a major platform and what she's doing. And that's another thing that we as gun owners need to pay attention. I've said it before, and Jeff Knox wrote a great article about it. It's not something that's hidden anymore. They're not cold or lukewarm, and they're not hiding their true thoughts and feelings on gun control. Now you have these people, Barack Obama, of course, lame duck president, he doesn't care. But Hillary Clinton, hey, I'm anti-gun. I want your guns. I want all your guns. I want to do it the way Australia does it. We'll buy them from you. We'll take them, but we're going to get you. So we got to pay attention with that. But it is growing throughout the country. And so everything that the progressive are doing seems to be counter to what even people we think are going to be liberals throughout the United States are doing. But when it comes down to your kids, you know, we want whatever's best for them.
Doesn't it seem odd that Bill Clinton, as recently as 2013, said gun control will get you killed politically? And he's married to Cankles there. And for some reason now, I guess when she, since Barack Obama got out there and broached the Australian solution, now she's jumped on it. O'Malley is so in your face about it that he's crashing GOP presidential candidate debates because it is the topic of the times. And they're unafraid, but I mean, this is going to be one of the biggest political miscalculations of all time.
We would like to hope so. And, you know, I guess you throw a pantsuit on Hillary and she doesn't listen to her husband anymore.
I guess.
You know, he said over and over again that that's what beat Al Gore. And like you said, in as late as 2013, that's political suicide. And it's time for the Republican candidates, it's time for all of us to start shaking the cage and making noise about this, because the pro-gun side is the winning side over and over again throughout the country. Quietly, you know, we're going to break gun sales records again this year. Who, you know, you and I, we don't really talk about it. Maybe we're so used to seeing lines in our FFLs now, but now we're blowing 2013 records again out of the water.
See, nobody really understands how monumental that is, though, because in 2013, after Gore got out, not Gore, who was it? After Biden got out there and said, we're going to do things with executive orders, which everybody panicked and thought that they actually could. And then in 5 days, 3.5 years of inventory vanished off of the shelves of gun shops. And nobody understands how monumental it is to sit back and say, we're beating 2013 sales records this year.
It's amazing. That's what certainly we have our eyes on that. But all your listeners need to realize something, you know. And this was in Jeff Knox's article. You know, the NRA isn't the gun lobby. And the NRA certainly represents the gun lobby, but the gun lobby are the hundreds of millions of us, our gun owners, a lot of law-abiding citizens out there that, you know, we go to work every day, we punch a clock, we do whatever we can do to provide for the safety of us and our family. We're the gun lobby. It's time for us to speak up. And folks, if we speak up and we speak up at the ballot box, we cannot be defeated. It's that simple. It's our laziness or our apathy that gives these people the power and control to open their mouths. When we speak in a unified manner, we'll shoot everybody down, and a pun intended. And we need to do this and realize that we have control, we have the power, that our founding fathers gave us the ability to control our destiny. So let's not whine about it. Let's do something about it.
But, I mean, you know, you say pun intended. Does Hillary Clinton understand that the majority of people are not going to tack up and go door to door and take guns that aren't coercively sold back to the government? Does she get that part? I mean, while the pun is fine, it could actually work out that way if she were to have her way. Does she get that? Does she want to be? Let's start the legacy out by starting a civil war. Is that okay?
You know what? I don't think she gets it.
I don't think she understands it.
She's totally out of touch with what's happening in America. And that's even scarier. Now we have somebody as our potential leader that has no recognition of what she's leading.
When you put it that way, it's so scary just to think about it.
Well,
second call defense. We're coming up on the first break there. Sean, I want you to hang on a little bit. Let me do my job. Second call defense. I am a member. I run around with the defender card in my pocket. In the event that somebody takes the choice of the way I'm conducting my day out of my hands and forces me to do something I really don't want to do, while I'm sitting there, if I manage to persevere, things are really just beginning then, and then I need to, first of all, I need to call the police department like any law-abiding citizen would do, and then secondly, I need to call second call defense, because now their turn at bat comes up and they're going to be defending me somewhere else. Join me by going to secondcalldefense.org. We'll be right back. Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. You know, one of the things I like about G-Code, one of the reasons I wear it and use it all the time, is it is designed for a much harsher environment than the one I find myself in. It's designed for an environment where there's constantly things blowing up and debris hitting it, where you're constantly running and looking to hide behind this the smallest rock. It's designed to be beaten beyond belief and still continue to function and maintain positive control and retention of your weapon. I know in my day-to-day that the last thing I need to worry about is my gun going to be in the holster if I have to move faster than normal. And that is part of what G-Code is. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest today, as he is every Wednesday when he's not killing elk anyway, is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense, who's never... Is the only time you're at Second Call Defense when you're on the phone with me? Is Sean still there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I can.
Okay, it seems like it, that's the way it is lately.
Yeah.
Between teachers and between training I'm doing and then some of the prepper groups and individuals, and, of course, getting into the political season and stuff. Now, I'm going to give you a shameless plug, or G-Code a shameless plug. We're standing in a booth with John Benner, a nationally known trainer who trains our teachers, with Chris Serino in the state of Ohio if they're involved with the FASTER program. And Jim Irvine, president of Buckeye Firearms, is there. And if you remember, I told Jim about G-Code because he's an independent security guy and couldn't find anything that worked for him. And after listening to you speak about G-Code, I got online, and he called, and he got the platform. And so we're talking about firearms, which he reaches into his belt and pulls out the G-Code. And then it was passed around everywhere. Everything from the way it's canted, you know, towards his stomach. He just loves it. The material that's outside of that holster to make sure it stays where it belongs. Everything about that G-Code that he pulled out was perfect. I mean, it fit his handgun perfectly. And so, you know, I can't say enough about the platform. And we talked about it, probably I'm going on too much, but we talked about it with John Benner. And John Benner loves the idea. And when teachers come or people come for his training, the biggest problem he has with people are their holsters that they have. A lot of them don't know any better and don't know what a good holster is. And so we talked about having a set of G-Code there so people can use a quality holster and know what's going on. And he designs things for K-Bar. I mean, he designs knives on a kind of a yearly basis for K-Bar. He knows what he's doing. So that's my shameless G-Code plug.
Well, you know, the one thing I've wanted to do was, this would be quite labor intensive, I think. But I'd like to take. I've got a box full of holsters, as I'm sure you do, that I don't use.
I know, and we all talked about that, and we all smiled. That box of holsters in the corner, because we get them. And remember, long before the internet, we would get a police catalog, and then we got that looks good. Then you get them, and it didn't work, and it was no good, so it goes in a box. We all have them.
Now we got YouTube.
Yep, that's it.
Now we don't have to wait for it to come in the mail. We can just search it. Although, I don't know, G-Code, despite all the accolades and some of the reviews, they still haven't made. The only penetration they've made is with people that actually know what they're. I think you have to go through the process of owning a bunch of junk before you can appreciate the quality that they bring.
Right. You know what? That's probably true, and that's what struck everybody. As soon as you pulled that out, you started looking at it. Canted into the stomach where it belongs. A fibrous material on the outside to make sure that the contact with clothing, if anything else was failing, that was going to stick to it and gave it the sturdiness that you need when you draw or when you reholster. And it's important, even though, you know, we've talked about it, it's important not to have to fumble with a holster or spread the leather open so you can stick your gun in. And then 9 times out of 10, when you're reholstering with a soft side inside the waistband or even outside the waistband holster, you're muzzling yourself. And so everything about that was impeccable. And the workmanship is amazing. And the way you can modify it for your particular needs and body with a number of different holsters was just amazing. So, I mean, you know, you break out, you never know who you're going to talk to when you're standing 12 hours together in a booth with people, but all of a sudden, you know, it became the G-Code discussion in holsters.
Well, let's turn this into a, let's segue as we shall. And as an NRA board member, are you seeing some of the incredible stupidity that's being executed and people think they're going to get away with it? Not just against guns. I was talking about the University of Missouri earlier today, where they think that they can absolutely regulate speech. And they're a public entity. How long do you think that's going to go on before somebody out there, before, maybe Charles Schumer sends his child there and they won't let him talk, and then he's got to say, now, wait a minute. Let's take a second look at this, folks. And then they start yanking tax dollars. Is that what needs to be done? Do these public universities need to be reminded, hey, you guys are not,
not immune
different?
And I don't know if it goes back to the current administration. Obviously, they never have respected the Constitution or any of the Civil Rights Amendments, particularly the Second Amendment. But now when it starts bleeding into the First Amendment, and I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know, if I was representing the university, or if I was the AG of that state and had to worry about that, you know, I'd be shaken. I don't know what they're doing and how they get away from that, but I don't know. Maybe it does take that lawsuit. Maybe it does take fines. But it seems strange that now that you don't even have to worry about asserting your first, second, or fifth, or tenth amendment rights. You don't assert rights anymore. You have to defend the rights and let everybody know, hey, I have these rights first before you can even exercise what are God-given rights to us. And it's strange, and it's good that you pointed that out. But, you know, this is a public institution where your voice should be heard the loudest when you're educating. I told my kids when I sent them off to college, the two boys, and my daughter will get the same speech. You got to stand up for what you believe in. Don't back down to these liberal professors and then know how to draw the line so it's not going to affect your grade. But let them know who you are and what you're raised and what your beliefs are. And now when we have public learning institutions and even private ones squelching that ability, then that leads me to wonder, what are these kids learning? What are they being taught?
Well, I don't know how much they could possibly be taught when they're out there on the green protesting, and they've got the what's her name, Melissa Click or Blick or what? Click. She's out there calling for muscle to get rid of the camera crew. And listen, I volunteered you and Tim and me. And we're going to start a little side business where we're going to hire ourselves out to these fledgling camera crews that want to go to these non-free speech zones. And we're going to make a lot of money off of it, but we'll be hurting our hands.
Okay, that sounds like it'd be interesting. we'll bring it to them.
Bring it? Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. The mob, this whole mob mentality thing is sort of beginning to bother me. Coming up on the next break, secondcalldefense.org. Last tool. And it's waiting for you. Available right now, all 50 states. Check them out. My guest this hour from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Once upon a time, I made something called the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag. And, you know, part of that's going to be ammunition carriage because, you know, that part of it is a, you know, a given if you got to fight the ISIS. So, you know, I put something together that was sort of clumsy and clunky. And then Robin Knapp called me one day and said, "Hey, Bill, have you checked out the Contact series?" And I went and looked at that. And first of all, I cried heavily because they had done exactly what I set out to do, and they had done it well. And then I disassembled. I kept everything, of course. But I disassembled the kit as it was and made the kit as is, with the central piece being the G-Code Contact Series Traveler's Bag. This is lethal elegance in a small, small package, very nondescript. If you throw the zipper open, you're going to be going from 0 to 60 in about, I don't know, 1.5 seconds. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest joining me currently, of course, because it's Wednesday, is Sean Maloney from secondcalldefense.org. Before we get into the second call thing, because we keep talking about getting into that and they never do, do you think the 2016 election or the 2016 year leading up to the election is going to be a referendum on gun control?
I think it has a, certainly they're making it an issue, and such a big issue. Maybe that's what they're setting this up to be. And maybe Hillary blindly thinks that, that she's going to win this and the gun advocates were going to fold. And that's certainly something to think about. And that's what, you know, it's strange you said that, because I was having a conversation a couple of days ago and I said, think about what a referendum if Hillary wins. That's exactly what she's going to say. I never kept it a secret that I wanted gun confiscation and I wanted Australia type gun laws in America. I'm here. It's a referendum. Give me your guns. And so it's a really, it is a probably probably more than a possibility. That's probably what she's setting it up for. So we kind of answered our own earlier questions. But think about this. We have two Supreme Court justices that are hanging around by the grace of God. And if they make it past 18-month Obama, you know, we're faced with the possibility or we're faced with the likelihood that whoever the next president is, if they make it through these next 18 months, are going to be controlling, the judicial branch of our government for the rest of our lives.
Well, I'm certainly thinking they'll get two or three out of the next president. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who, first of all, I'm not a violent man, and I do not condone punching people, you know. But every time she starts talking and spewing some of the hatred she spews, I just want to punch her in the dead center of her face and see if her hair straightens out. But she's ordering the Democratic rank and file to embrace gun control. And coming out of Virginia, where they $2.4 million, where they didn't get one seat. That's and it was McAuliffe. McAuliffe, besides being a carpetbagger and being the Virginia governor, I mean, he was a very potent part of the Clinton machine when Bill Clinton was in office. He pulled out all the stops, and he couldn't get that one seat.
And that's what people got to remember. It was one seat every Senate seat in Virginia. And $2.34 million were spent on two races. And, you know.
See, this is the thing. First Colorado, now Virginia. Money is not really going to be. It's not the boogeyman that everybody seems to think it is when it gets spent, is it?
No. And, you know, when we think about how money did seem to work, and, you know, that's when you're looking at Oregon and you realize that out there they were essentially buying a constitutional amendment. And so that's when it seemed to work. But I just read an article this morning, and I'll look it back up and I'll send it to you. The sheriffs are saying, all right, what do you want us to do? Because I'm telling you right now, this is unconstitutional, and we are not going to follow your gun laws. And so now they're trying to figure out what to do with the laws when, you know, they're blatantly slap the Constitution in the face, and they say, hey, we're not going to do it. So you got to figure out what else we're going to do, but we are not going to do it. So the sheriffs, God love them all, they're not waiting for the courts to take action on this. They said, you know what, we're not going to – I swore an oath, and that oath didn't include disobeying the Constitution of the United States and civil rights.
Yeah, that part of it's sort of troublesome for them, isn't it? You know what I would like to do? And I don't know how you would do it. I would like to be involved in it, but somebody's going to have to foot my bill. But let's go to a gun rally. Let's throw a gun rally, and then let's get up there and hire some, like, solid gold dancers and get the best-looking, best-dressed guy we can and have them come out with an anti-gun image and then throw the stage to black and look out at the audience and say, did that change anybody's mind? Just to illustrate how little money actually has to do when it comes to something like that, when they're running the nudge or the propaganda, as they call it.
You know, I think that'd be, it's a great idea, and that's something that we're quiet about. You know, the law-abiding gun owner, and we need to be more vocal, I think, is the point. We get our word out with our friends and because of who we are, but we need to be more vocal and stand up for our rights, because we're right and right on all occasions, and so we really need to do that. Now, I want to totally break the subject. I've been keeping a secret from you and all your listeners since this started. Right during your first break, I got a phone call, and I automatically sent him the message, hey, I'm in a meeting, I'll call you back later. I got a text immediately back, this is an emergency. So we were on break. I called the individual back. It was a second call defense member who I had met and had my personal cell phone number, was just involved in an incident, is a school teacher, was in a parking lot, had a thug pull a firearm on him, and he pulled his firearm and had him laying face down in a parking lot when the police arrived. So I was taking care of that brandishing incident during both breaks. And I said, you can always call the emergency hotline, and other attorneys in the office or wherever you are going to take care of things. But I just wanted to tell you that the good guys went out again, because they took whoever it is to jail. Our second call defense client has his firearm and everything is copacetic, and he's going to be making a statement shortly to the sheriff's department, and we're going to have people on the telephone with him when that happens. But second call defense works, and people say, well, do you ever use it? Well, yeah, we use it, and you never know when you're going to be getting those phone calls. In a high school parking lot in Ohio, a teacher was about to be robbed and mugged, and who knows what happens with these people, because when you're looking at a burglary or a robbery at this time of the day, I'm always thinking drugs are involved. So just want to tell you it worked, and I told him, you should have called, you know, real quick. I said, you should have called the emergency hotline. I said, I'll stay with you. That's no problem. But I also have all the other attorneys involved. So I just wanted to tell you that, since we're talking about second call defense from time to time, that it is working right now.
That's a commercial all by itself.
You just never know when these things are going to happen.
We can do a testimony. Hi, I'm Sean Maloney, and the other day while I was on the fabulously good-looking Bill Frady's radio show, I had a call come in that was a second call defense call, and I took care of it in between the breaks during the commercials. Second call defense. We're mercenaries that get it done, and we can get it done in the margins. Secondcalldefense.org.
That's perfect.
And Sean Maloney, you know, I approve this message.
And, I got a good feeling because it worked, and we had another good guy with a gun. And normally speaking, folks, you got to remember this, probably nobody would find out about this. Now, he's going to go in, and he has to tell, you know, his school what happened, because he has been given permission to carry, and also he'll be making a statement. But other than that, nobody would ever find out. And so when people, you know, you go back to the books that have been written and looking at the FBI Uniform Crime Report and statistics that a firearm is used once every 13 seconds in self-defense, well, these are the things in the thousands of times people brandish that we never hear of.
Everything he's saying, we'll be right back. My guest, Sean Maloney, secondcalldefense.org. This is Lock and Load.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a, golly, I guess on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Whether it's the DC-3 line, which is where they started doing a little collaboration here and there with Travis Haley and came out with something a little different, a little new, to the Scorpion line, which was Kydex It Moves, which is sort of interesting just thinking about all by itself. Or the Contact series, which is more of an application really designed for something fast, rapid, violent, and low profile. G-Code continues to lead on innovation when it comes to kitting up people that are professionally in need of something effective, unbreakable, and totally designed for its tasks. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All their stuff, by the way, can be applied to the civilian world. My guest this hour from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. Did you have to do some more administrative work there with your teacher there during the
Not yet. But I want to throw this out to people. Do you think when he was getting dressed this morning and holstered up, he imagined that this would happen? Folks, you can't predict what's going to happen.
No, and that's the thing about carrying a gun. Yesterday, I went somewhere where I could not carry a gun. And because of where it was and because of who I was going to see, I respected it. And I was very conscious of the fact that I didn't have it. As uncomfortable as it is, and I'll be the first one to admit to anybody, carrying a gun around all day concealed is very uncomfortable. Maintaining the concealment is very uncomfortable. Sitting down in a chair with the gun in the 4 o'clock position and having that pressed down on your kidney and your hip and everything else, very uncomfortable. Riding around the car, very uncomfortable. But at the same time, your teacher, when he was getting dressed for work today, was thinking about the traffic. Might have had a bill he had to pay earlier today. Might have had a couple of errands he needs to run after work. Thinking about tests and everything else. The last thing he was thinking about was getting out of his car and having a gun stuck in his face.
You're absolutely right, and that's why I have the conversation with people who choose to carry without a round in the chamber, who choose to try to pick and choose where they're going to the bad part of town. I'm sure wherever the school was, probably didn't even imagine this was going to happen, and. And it's for a lot of teachers, they're not in school today. My school district is, but they're school and service days. And so you never know, folks, when this is going to happen. And I'm telling you, please, please protect yourself, because every time something like this happens, it helps us out. Because, you know, maybe that thug, or maybe it's going to get around that, you know, that you just don't know. And that's so important. And then you have to be prepared, and you have to be ready to act. And you have to make the decision
before. Can we dispel some myths real quick? Because I had this conversation the other day on Facebook where somebody was out there talking about don't do this and don't do that. He claims to be a legal expert, and I don't mind telling his name, Andrew Branca, supposedly out of Boston. Supposedly he does this for a living and everything, but he's out there telling everybody not to do this or that because it'll get you in trouble. Can we dispel the myths real quick just based on your experience as an attorney?
Sure.
Now, if I go out and I have a box stock gun and I go to two self-defense classes for that with that gun, and then if I'm accosted and I have to go to pulling the trigger like this teacher didn't have to do, but if I have to do it, if I get out there and shoot the way I'm trained to do until he goes down, what's the prosecutor going to say about me with just a box stock gun?
He's going to say nothing. You had a legal right to do what you did. You're in fear of death and serious bodily injury, and you protected yourself accordingly.
The prosecutor.
Correct.
They're not going to get out there and label me as a mad dog killer or something. They're trying to score a few points here and there.
You know, there may be some. Again, it all depends what jurisdiction you get into. When it's something as clear-cut as that, and you've trained, and you're protecting yourself, and the person obviously was the true bad guy, and there's no question about it. For most prosecutors, even the ardently anti-gun prosecutors throughout the country, and there are some that exist out there, they know it's a losing proposition. They know that they're, you know, 99% of the time they're going to get beat. And remember, when you're a prosecutor, you're always thinking about getting reelected. You got to pay the bills, and so you got to get reelected. And they don't even like to waste taxpayers' dollars also. So when you have an attorney immediately, you properly use a firearm in self-defense, then the prosecutor may come at you in the beginning, but as soon as you have an attorney there on your side, or as soon as the facts come out, vast majority of them are going to go away.
Does it sort of dampen their spirit when they look and if I get out there and I don't know exactly who it is that's going to defend me, but if I'm looking there and I'm saying, well, second call defense is going to be my defense attorney, and does the mere thought, do some of them look at that, and if they can't afford legal representation, do they see that as pretty much an easy one for them? Are they going to be inclined to go after that?
I like to say that the scales of justice are still blind, and not colorblind, I also say, because the money's involved. But I have been in several occasions where I've arrived on the scene when the police are still there. I walk up to a client who's being called everything but an American citizen, who's being treated like crap, and all of a sudden the attorney arrives. Oh, next time, call us. Don't try to take actions on your own. So I see the 180-degree change. And I know from firsthand that you're treated totally different when an attorney walks in and says, this is my attorney, because then they know that the fight is on. And generally speaking, if you have somebody that doesn't have an attorney and doesn't feel they need an attorney or can't afford an attorney, and they don't have one in the beginning, you're treated totally different. And they're saying, well, this will be easy. I can at least arrest them for felonious assault and get a conviction for disorderly conduct or whatever they want to do just to make this go away, and that'll look good. So you know what? It does happen. Doesn't happen a lot. There's this, contrary to the popular belief, there is a tremendous amount of integrity. But I've also been in a courtroom trying a case and defending a case where I've seen the look in the prosecutor's eyes. And I know that he realizes for the first time that my client did not do this. And it was a capital murder trial. Did not do this the way he thought it was. Did he do what you would like to think he did? Had a sidebar and said, Your Honor, I think the defense is right. It didn't happen this way. We screwed up. No. He keeps trying to put my client in jail for a very long time. And that's when you have to realize, I think it becomes about winning and losing, and the egos get involved, and that's dangerous because justice goes out the window in those places and times, and I've seen that happen, and probably you can talk to any attorney, whether you're a civil attorney, plaintiff's attorney, or defense attorney, they've had that moment in the courtroom where it's an aha moment, the other side's right, and of course if it's civil, then immediately you start going into settlement negotiations. But it seems, if it's a criminal case, where the good guy with a gun is actually right, they move forward. So having an attorney immediately makes all the difference in the world, and I can debate and talk about and give you stories until you would force me out the door, because it happens so often. It's important that you have immediate upfront protection, because then it's different. There's nobody, you're not going to push me around anymore. Because your attorney is an unbiased, essentially, observer who doesn't have all the excitement, doesn't have the adrenaline, doesn't have the norepinephrine, and can act properly and has been to this dance many times before. And so, that's why I have a good relationship with the police department, because they understand, an attorney's in town. So, that's my long answer, as they always are, but you're absolutely right. You're treated differently. Any other, what else can we dispel? I love the people that still try to say, because you did a trigger job. Yeah,
that was going to be my thing. I like to carry a custom gun.
Mm-hmm.
Because a custom gun has a better trigger, it has a better feel. I feel more confident with it, and it's going to probably help me hit my target instead of miss my target and hit something I don't intend to. We got 50 seconds, real quick.
Maybe in the 1950s, before people were educated, somebody could make hay on that, and I could have beat that back then, but absolutely not, because people are educated, and it's very easy to let people understand that when you have a trigger and when you have a gun fire exactly at the time you say fire by pressing the trigger, it's a lot different than having a 15-pound New York City trigger when they're shooting everything but the target.
Second call defense. They can defend you while they're on the radio show with me. You need to join me. It's the cost of a trip to the coffee shop once a month.
And I want to make sure you understand that, normally speaking, you call the emergency hotline and there's any number of attorneys that are going to be available. This gentleman happened to have my personal cell phone number because I just saw him again at the school board association, and so he called me directly. And obviously, if I didn't think that I could zealously represent him at that point in time, he would have had another attorney. But I had the opportunity to take care of it and to do what I love. So we're here for you, and that's it. We got your back.
We'll see you tomorrow. Out of here.
Think education has to be boring?
Yeah.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.